The Hayes Recreation Center is returning to normal after COVID-19. Director Roger Bixenman stops by to share all the details on this episode of the Post Podcast. It's good to hear from you. We haven't had you on now in a couple months because you've been shut down there, but things are starting to ramp back up, right?
Yeah, they are, thank goodness. So it's been a crazy 2 or 3 months for sure, but our fitness center opened back up on Monday, May 18th, and then our gyms and courts out here opened up a week later on May 25th. So we've been back working here for 3 weeks or so, and the facilities have opened back up, thank goodness, because it's been a crazy couple months.
Yeah. You know, is there any precautions that people have to take when they're coming in now?
So we've done all the put up well since the governor lifted all the restrictions here last week. You know, we had all the precautions in place. We've got barriers up at the fitness center and barriers up for our front desk workers here at the rec center and the offices. We also have social distancing stickers. And of course, our cleaning schedules have ramped up, too, and we'll continue that as well. For example, the fitness center, we've got a couple people cleaning at night and early in the morning, so everything should be nice and clean and cleaning throughout the days and a little more than normal. I mean, we're always doing cleaning during the normal times, but just ramped it up here some more now. And then, of course, we still, on our cardio side at the fitness center, we've got every other machine just to provide that social distancing and make people feel safe. So,
awesome. Are you finding people are taking advantage of it and coming back in already?
You know, it's been a little bit slow coming back for the fitness center. You know, we've been open for about 2 weeks now, and things are starting to pick up every day a little bit. So I think more and more people are coming back. But, you know, I think during this time, people found other ways to maintain their fitness levels and do other things with their families, which is a good thing as well. And normally our summers are a little bit slower anyway in the fitness center since the weather gets nice out, and we've had some pretty nice weather. And then on our gym side, our courts, I think the first day we were open, we had about 20, 25 people. But in the next couple of days, it just exploded, and we've had a lot of kids out here, especially once the governor lifted all the restrictions. So,
well, good to hear. You know, you guys have such a cool facility out there. It's glad to hear people are out and again taking advantage of it. I want to talk a little bit about programming. Kind of how is that shaping up for the month of June?
Yeah, so everything kind of got pushed back, and we had to change some things, cancel a few things. So the pool, we are planning on opening on Saturday, June 6th, which is coming up here real quick. So we're getting all our new lifeguards trained and recertifying our other lifeguards. And so that's Saturday, June 6th. And, of course, pool passes will be on sale through the end of June for $35 a person, which is a discount from what it normally is. So basically the pool opened up 2 weeks later than normal. And then our youth baseball, softball, and t-ball, they all start practices here this week, June 1st, and then games will start the week of June 22nd and run a little bit longer this year. And we've cut down, instead of a 10-game season, we've cut down to 8 games, and we'll finish the week of, like, July 20th. That week we'll wrap those up. And then we'll have our first tournament here at the complex on June 6th and 7th. And then all of our leisure programs and other programs have just kind of got pushed back and rescheduled. So,
okay, but the calendar's starting to fill back up for the month?
Yes, they are. And again, everything's, you know, I think everybody's just a little tentative, which is understandable. And so our baseball and softball numbers were pretty good. Our softball numbers were down a little bit. Baseball numbers were about where they were last year, which is good to see. And then we also have our high school and middle school basketball and volleyball leagues. That deadline's June 3rd, and they'll start up the middle of the month. And those numbers are coming in pretty good as well. And then some of our leisure programs and other programmings, IDD programs, those numbers are starting to trickle in as well.
Okay. You know, you mentioned something that I want to hit a little bit more on, and I think it's a big topic for the kiddos this summer, the pool. You're opening up on June 6th. Is there going to be any special precautions there, or is that kind of going to be just back to normal?
Well, obviously we've ramped up the cleaning there as well. Right now, the lounge chairs, originally we had them up on the pool deck and asked people to bring their own chairs in, but with the governor's with the Ellis County listing the restrictions, I guess I should say, is we've put the pool lounge chairs back down, but we've provided a 6-foot distance for those. And, of course, on the tubes for the Lazy River, we'll have somebody cleaning those off as somebody gets out of the Lazy River. So, and then, cleaning the facility and the restrooms and providing barriers for the staff up front and the patrons coming in, we'll still utilize all those aspects for the safety of the patrons and our staff.
Okay. Does that mean you have to have more staff on there just to keep everything wiped down and ready to go?
Yeah, we will have an extra couple people cleaning throughout the day, so that will be some added staff. And one other thing I would like to mention is Wilson Pool, we will not open this summer, so that will be a summer that we'll just won't have in operation due to the COVID-19.
Oh, sure. And that's something I kind of, I'm curious about, too. With Wilson Pool being closed down and Ellis Pool, they're still building that thing. Are you expecting, a larger crowd than normal this summer?
It's for sure possible. And I know Salina, I think they decided not to open their water park this summer as well.
Oh.
So we could get an influx of patrons here. I think people are just ready to get out and get out in the sun, get out in the water. And, I'm expecting good crowds there as long as the weather cooperates with us. And so we look forward here to the next month and month and a half just for people to come out and enjoy the pool.
Excellent. Well, Roger, we're about out of time here. You want to provide contact information where people can go to get more information about what's going on at the rec?
Sure. You can go to www.hazerec.org. Another good tool when they get there is they can click on the TextCaster and sign up for TextCaster. We send out texts two or three a week just to give updates on programs and activities coming up. So it's a good tool to sign up to and register for that as well.